Good morning. This is Art Barron reporting from the Channel 5 Eyewitness Newsroom. Minneapolis police are investigating a suspicious death of one man and the assault of another. At about 8:30 last night, people walking along the Mississippi River in a park near St. Anthony, Maine, discovered the two severely beaten men. The medical examiner says one man died at the scene and the other is in critical condition this morning at Hennepin County Medical Center. Witnesses at the Father Hennepin Park say the two victims appear to be homeless. There is no word yet on the identities of the two men. Minneapolis police tell us there is no one in custody for the beatings. St. Paul police are releasing a description of a suspect in a fatal hit-and-run accident. Last month, a semi-truck repeatedly hit a car along Interstate 94 near Snelling Avenue, killing 21-year-old David Etal of West St. Paul. Police describe the driver of the truck as a white man with olive complexion, about 5 feet 8 inches tall, between 40 and 45 years old. If you have any information on this fatal hit-and-run, please call Crime Stoppers at 45-CRIME. A Minnesota vending machine maker is accused of illegally dumping hundreds of gallons of hazardous waste. A complaint filed yesterday in Aiken County District Court charges Venix Incorporated of McGregor dumped and burned 100 to 150 gallon containers holding waste material. It included paint, paint thinner, and paint filters. The felony charge of unlawful hazardous waste disposal carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. A Twin Cities candy company is in trouble with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The agency maintains the term Fritzy Fresh is misleading because products carrying the label have been treated by heat and therefore are not fresh. Fritzy Fresh products are mostly candies made by other companies. The Fritz Company packages and distributes them to 1,500 retail outlets in the Twin Cities area and to customers in 19 other states. Jim Fritz, president and chief executive officer of the Newport-based company, has asked for help of Senator Dave Durenberger and Representative Jim Rabstad. Now for the forecast, showers and thunderstorms this morning, a mixture of sun and clouds this afternoon, highs in the lower 80s, more thunderstorms tonight, some possibly severe with lows in the mid-60s. Currently 61 degrees is the temperature, and of course we have thunder showers. From the Eyewitness Newsroom, Art Barron for KSTP, the talk station.
It's the world's most valuable diamond.
915 carats.
And the world's greatest jewel thief has been hired to guard it.
No one will ever be able to steal the Carter diamond.
But he's got something else in mind.
Stealing diamonds is what I do.
Diamond Fleece, a USA world premiere movie. There were a million ways to protect it.
They got heat detectors, motion detectors.
But only one way to steal it.
The minute he touches the stone, I'll put him away for the rest of his life.
Ben Cross, Brian Dennehy, and Kate Nelligan star in Diamond Fleece. Tomorrow night at 9, 8 Central on USA.
Well, it's Father's Day again, and before you deliberate too long about what to get, keep in mind that just about every dad could use some new casual shirts. Better yet, Sears has all their casual shirts on sale right now. They're all 25 to 35% off through Saturday. For real-life day-off comfort, try our men's store knit or woven shirts at just $8.88. Stop by Sears for some great casual shirts at some great prices, just in time for Father's Day.
You can count on me.
All day, all night, 24 hours a day, thought-provoking, idea-sparking, KSTP, AM 1500, the talk station.
I saw you at a restaurant, and you're a good-looking guy.
You make me sick.
Stone blind, out of his mind.
She saw me at a restaurant, and she said I was a good-looking guy.
yep.
That's the voice of Tommy Mischke. He's our piano player. Kenny Olson is the producer, of course. He's become a legend here at AM 1500. A legend. And I'm Don Vogel for Bob Yates, who is on vacation. Now you know the players. Now, Prince has a new single. Prince, of course, another legend here in the Twin Cities. He has a new single that probably won't be getting much radio airplay.
Why is that?
Well, it's a single called Sexy MF. There is an accompanying video, which certainly I can't appreciate, but it shows him as a gangster driving a yellow BMW, and then he gets involved with an actress. But
why won't we be hearing the single, though?
Well, I don't know that, Tommy. I really don't know. It says the name of it is Sexy MF, and I was trying to think of what that stood for. And I may need some help on this because I am really a naive kind of a guy, and I don't necessarily...
I believe it's a takeoff on the personals, the ads.
Oh, like, so it could be
male,
Sexy...
male, female.
Sexy Molly Fletcher.
Huh?
Maybe. Yeah, MF. That's what it could, the MF could stand for. Molly Fletcher.
And who's that?
I don't know.
Oh.
But Prince does. Kenny, any thoughts as to what the...
Well, Tommy had a pretty good idea. I mean, when you look through the personals, you see like SWM, single white male.
Oh, so...
Does MF mean male, female,
yeah,
both?
Yeah, they're going either way is what I'm
saying.
It
could be a bi deal. I understand.
Transgender.
Or it could be Molly Fletcher.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was a friend of his named Molly Fletcher. And or Mary Farnsworth or...
I don't think Prince would go anywhere near a Molly Fletcher or Mary Farnsworth.
Well,
they sound like people who live in Mayberry.
Well, I guess we'll hopefully find out what that stands for. 646-8255 if you think you know. Becky, you're on the talk station.
Yeah, hi, Don. Are you still looking for a place to buy your paper in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay, you could try the total at 694 and Rice.
Kenny, is that close to
I
where you
I have tried been? That, as a matter of fact, and I haven't seen it there. What time?
Well, I'm there at about 5. I deliver the St. Paul paper, and
it's already there?
It's there.
All right.
So you try that.
All right.
Anything? And, Don, I was wondering, is Ronald Reagan awake on your watch?
Yeah. Would you like to know the time from him?
Yeah.
All right. We'll press the Reagan button here on this watch. Here. Well, it's 10 minutes, well, past 6 o'clock. And I'm fine, thank you. You know, by the time he says it, another minute almost elapses.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a slow watch.
It really is.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
Thank you, Becky. All right, MF, what the heck does that stand for? Prince's new single, Sexy MF. At first, I was thinking maybe he meant sexy, maybe he was, like, announcing he was gay, but I know that can't be true, can it? Sexy male flight attendant, but then I was thinking, no, there's no A there, so it can't be that. Gary, you're on the talk station.
Massey Ferguson Tractors.
Sexy Massey Ferguson.
Oh.
So yep, it's a farmer yep. deal. Well, yeah. You know he lives on some acreage out in Chan.
That's right.
And he's always been real close to the soil.
And there was even a rumor a few weeks ago that's now been quashed that he had a place in Wyoming somewhere.
Yep. I can imagine him with cowboy duds on, chewing tobacco and spitting and stuff.
So you think
like
he's a prince has turned into like a hobby farmer then? And
well, isn't all, you know, it's all this new hip thing to do, this country stuff. I can just imagine him with the spurs and the big, huge belt buckle that's as big as a professional wrestler.
Stop. You're making me hot.
So okay. Sexy Massey Ferguson. Thank you, Gary. Very well.
You know, that reminds me of a story.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, yeah. I've heard some of Tommy's stories. And, well, now, ladies and gentlemen, don't reach for those tuning dials. Now, just give him a chance. Maybe this is a good one.
Not yet. We'll tell you when to tune out.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead, Tommy. Go ahead,
Tom. We're dying to hear, buddy.
When I was coming through Billings, Montana a couple years back, there was a story in the paper, and they didn't elaborate. It was a short paragraph that just said a farmer had been found dead below a cliff, or on top of a cliff. Below the cliff were 5 dead cows. Now, they didn't go into what had happened. He had had a heart attack. And below the cliff, they found either cows or sheep. I think they were sheep, and they were dead. And this farmer had his pants were around his ankles, and he had had a heart attack. And they left it that way. There was no investigation. There was no, they didn't say what had happened. And weeks went by, and they finally figured it out when another cattle rancher who knew this guy came into the office and told him. And it's exactly what you're probably imagining. So when I heard about Prince being out there, are you guys imagining what I think you're imagining?
Yeah, it's about time to tune away right now.
Yeah, let's give him, stick with us another minute here. We'll try to...
Yeah, I mean, this is a true story
now. Yeah, that's probably the problem with it.
All right, let me go a little further.
No, it's okay. We got Jeff calling, and I'm sure Jeff's very busy, and we don't want to detain him. Certainly. Where is he? Tom, we'll get back to you with that story, though, please. Jeff, you're on the talk station.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm just fine, as long as we don't get into Tommy's long stories. We'll be fine.
MF is menstrual flow.
Sexy menstrual flow.
Well, I bet you're glad you went to Jeff now, fellas.
Thank you, sir.
Got it.
Oh, my. So they never found out about that farmer, huh?
They did.
Oh, they did find out about it. Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. Jack, you're on the talk station.
Okay, it'd be, wouldn't Reagan say it would be mommy's father? Mommy's Farmer.
Mommy's Farmer?
Ask Reagan.
All right, Mr. Reagan, sorry to bother you, sir, but would that make sense to you?
Mommy's Farm. No, Mommy's Friend.
Oh, so Nancy had a friend.
Frank Sinatra.
Who was sexy.
Well, she thought so.
Mommy's Frank, maybe.
Mommy's Frank. Yeah.
You know, I never thought he could sing that well. You know, I did some singing in my day.
Well, I don't think the singing was what he did so well, sir. It was...
Would you like to hear me sing?
Well, I don't know if we have time. I guess we could have...
I'd like to hear him sing maybe a hit from 67.
Where? When?
A hit from 67.
When I was 67?
No, the year.
Oh.
The summer of 67, one of the big hits.
Summer of Love.
I don't know. I don't know.
Take a stab at Sergeant Pepper's, will you?
How did it go?
I think we'd have to go further back in time for...
Go back to the Dorsey organ.
How about Night and Day?
All right, if you'd like to render that for us.
By Frank Sinatra?
It's 6:15.
No, not by him. I'm talking my version.
Oh.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Night and day, you were the one.
Very good, sir. Thank you for sharing that with us. Okay. If you just joined us, Prince has a new single. We're trying to figure out here on AM 1500 what the heck Sexy MF, what that MF stands for. They say they probably won't play it much on the radio, and they didn't elaborate on what that stood for. And me being the naive kind of a guy I am, I just don't know. I don't know what it could mean. Don, you're on the talk station.
Well, Don, it's so obvious. It's Marlon Fitzwater.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Prince always has had his eye on that man.
He likes those big, overweight, bald guys.
Marlon Fitzwater.
Prince has been spending a lot of time at the State Department these days.
Well, maybe we've got it resolved now. Maybe we finally have a handle on what the heck that is. So look for that new video of Prince, Sexy Marlon Fitzwater. Now, you won't know, of course, unless you listen to this show, that it was Marlon Fitzwater, but now you do. Weather today, they've changed it again. See, this is the reason I don't even get to tomorrow with the weather forecast, because they change them 5 times during the day anyway. So what the heck is the point? Showers and thunderstorms this morning. A few of them could be providing heavy rainfall. Then becoming partly sunny with a high of 80. Was it 81? Can they move it to 2 now?
Yeah, lower 80s.
And then tonight, a chance of more rain. And low in the 60s. Right now, what do we have, 61 still?
61.
Big degrees at KSTP AM 1500. Joe, you're on the talk station. This is Don Vogel.
Good morning, Don.
How are you?
I was thinking maybe Morgan Fairchild, perhaps a mortgage financier.
Now, see, Morgan Fairchild would make a lot more sense than Marlon Fitzwater, although, you know, with Prince, he's sort of a strange dude, and I don't know. But mortgage financier, yeah, they don't find too many sexier people than those. Thank you. Yeah.
No idea whatsoever what the song's about. They didn't go into that, huh?
No.
I mean, they describe the video being gangster-oriented, but no...
Yeah.
Hmm.
And if you just joined us, too, ladies and gentlemen, before... Young lady named Chris called, and we were talking, and she said that she'd see me at a restaurant. Kenny, how'd that go again? How'd that go again, Kenny?
I saw you at a restaurant?
Yeah?
And you're a good-looking guy!
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you very much. Yeah. We'll be playing that throughout the course of the morning, and if anybody wants to hear it again, just feel free to ask.
You hear it enough, you almost start to believe it.
Yeah. So, if you want to hear that, we got it ready to go. Dave, you're on the talk station.
Morning, Don.
Morning.
Well, it could be that famous guy from Rochester, New York, Millard Fillmore. I see it painted on a lot of buildings from time to time, his initials.
You know, maybe he was paying tribute to one of our great presidents.
That's true. Or it could mean that famous mommy fornicator.
Oh, no, no, because Prince, that would be dirty. No, the Prince wouldn't do that. No, Prince would never do that. Because we know Prince, and we can rest assured he wouldn't do that. 19 after 6.
Sexy Mandy Patinkin.
Mandy Patinkin? That's P, isn't it? Who was he talking? Does anybody know who he was talking about?
I have no idea.
Yeah, Mandy spells his first name. I mean, Mandy spells his first name with a P.
Who is that guy?
He's a singer. Tenor. Tenor. Way high tenor. Yodeler.
If he spells his first name with a P.
Sounds like Slim Whitman.
Where's the MF?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure. I didn't know if I misunderstood him or what. But 646-8255. Scott, how are you?
Good, good. I think it's a stretch for him. I think it's called Married Family Man.
Oh, Sexy Married Family Man.
You know, the yuppie, the BMW. It's yellow, but...
There you go. Thank you, sir.
Thing.
Very nice. I appreciate it. Well, I think we finally got a handle on this. It's either Marlon Fitzwater or Sexy Married Family Man or...
Massey Ferguson.
Massey Ferguson. 20 after 6... KSTP AM 1500, the talk station. Don Vogel on the radio for Bob Yates. Stick around.
Tory Rider.
What is that? Ah, it's me!
Tory Rider.
I'm getting very upset because this is not my world, and I can't eat, and I'm hungry, and all they want to do is give me booze!
Tory Rider.
I'm not done yet, so sit down and wait.
Weekdays at 4 on KSTP. It's a radio program unlike anything that's ever hit the air.
You know what it is? It's like summer camp for alcoholics. That's what it is.
Now, I am psychic. Well, actually, I'm not psychic, but I don't have to be psychic. I know one thing. If you're making a move, whether across the street or across the town or across the country, I know what you're thinking. As Clint Eastwood would say, I know what you're thinking. You want a mover. You want somebody who's going to get your stuff there on time and... most importantly, in one piece. Medcalf Mayflower can do that and will do that. They always do that. For 70 years, they've been doing it. Mayflower, the experienced mover, the one that you've always heard about. Medcalf, a Twin Cities tradition in moving. Whether you got electronics or fragile china or crystal, they will take care of it. They will protect you, and they will make sure your belongings get there. They're a family business, Medcalf Mayflower. Call them. I did. I was happy I did. Guess you want the phone number, right? Well, I'll give it to you. 484-0211. Medcalf Mayflower, 484-0211. Let them move you.
I saw you at a restaurant, and you're a good-looking guy.
Mom and Dad took us out, but then they let me hold the handle, and I was driving the sailboat all by myself. And it was hard, because the wind was blowing hard, and you had to hold the handle in the right spot, or you could tip the whole boat over. Mom was there, but she
let me do it until I learned how. Pretty soon, I could sail the boat all by myself. I had really long hair, you know, and I used to watch the way the wind blew it over my shoulder. Then I knew exactly how to catch the most wind in the sail. Sometimes I'd stay out all day
if it was nice. You know, every once in a while, my husband still catches me with my eyes closed and my face in the wind. I just tell him I'm sailing.
Madden's Resort on Gull Lake. 500 acres of boating, beaches, golf, tennis, pools, saunas, dining and memories waiting to be had. Madden's. Simple pleasures are best.
To celebrate their 50th anniversary, Madden's is offering vacation specials for golfers and families all season. Call 1-800-247-1040 for reservations.
Yeah, well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a man. A man. Oh, no.
Good looking man.
According to Chris.
I saw you at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And you're a good looking guy.
She called me to say that a while ago.
He's a good looking guy.
Gonna play that for all it's worth. 623. Don Vogel for Bob Yates. Back to the phones. Still trying to determine. And we'll do this for a few more minutes, at least try to determine what Prince meant in his new single, Sexy MF. I read the MF, and I'm thinking Molly Fletcher, a guy called Massey Ferguson. We're getting some feedback on this that is very helpful. Marlon Fitzwater, but we're still not absolutely certain. I don't know if there's one of these things that we're really sold on yet. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
It's Sexy Male Fruitcake.
Male Fruitcake. So he is sort of coming out of the closet then.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
And then we have Jamie.
Hey, fellas.
Yes, sir.
It could be a foot fetish thing, and they could say my feet.
Sexy my feet. Possibly. Thanks. So he likes his own feet.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he likes mine. I'm not sure. I've never met him.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, bye.
Lorraine.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
It's only obvious that it has to be a sexy married female. Who else would have time to sit and read all those things?
Oh, married female.
Sure. She's lonely.
Now, see, this sometimes the simplest things you don't think of. You know what I mean? I'm glad that you did.
All right.
Thank you very much. Married.
Who else would have time to sit and read all those things? What did that mean?
You know, I don't know. You know,
I guess I don't know. Sometimes I feel it's my job to isolate these lines that some of these callers say and just ask what they meant.
And you're a good isolator, too, I notice. You just pick up on those and give them to me. I don't know what she means by that.
Who else would have time to sit around and read those things is what she said.
And it's a song. It's not a book or anything.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm totally befuddled. I don't know. Hey, and by the way, can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
You know how I just said I was totally befuddled? Has anybody ever fuddled?
No. Kenny? Mm-hmm. No.
Of course not. Hi, you're on the talk station.
Don?
Yes, sir.
I saw you in a restroom, and you were a good-looking guy.
Cue it up, Kenny.
No, don't play that. No. No, don't play that. No. Kenny, tape wasn't rolling then, was it? Yeah. Bill, you're on the talk station.
Good morning.
Hi.
I heard the song.
You heard the song Sexy MF?
Pardon me?
You heard a Sexy MF song?
Yeah.
Now they said
his friend that works at the for the train station.
Uh-huh.
Sexy Master Freighter.
Oh, Master Freighter, so he's into trains.
Right.
Thank you, sir, for clarifying that. I appreciate it. Gord, you're at the talk station.
Yeah, Don.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Prince, and he told me that it meant sexy mud flinger.
Mud flinger?
Yeah, that's what he said.
So he maybe likes mud pies thrown at him,
yep,
or something.
Yep, mud flinger.
You hang out with Prince, do you?
Oh, yeah, we're together all the time.
They're tight. Thank you. They're bros. They're tight.
You know, there are a lot of folks in this in these Twin Cities who would be able to help us with this. I know all sorts of folks who claim to be real close with the guy. People who have gone out with him, dated him.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's fashionable to say that now, I guess.
Are you saying they're not being truthful?
I would never say that. Just like years from now, they'll, you know, what the Twins have with their final game of the World Series, like 50,000 people. Years mm-hmm. from now, there'll be 300,000 people saying they were there.
20 of them will claim to have Kirby Puckett's home run.
That's right.
Is this what you were looking for, Don?
I saw you at a restaurant.
No.
And you're a good-looking guy.
That's the one I was looking for.
I
wasn't looking for that.
You're a good-looking guy.
See, just because I get one compliment from a very nice young lady, somebody has to call and spoil it, and then
sir,
Kenny has to take advantage of it and keep playing it over
guy.
And over and over again.
Thank you, sir.
Boy, you know, jealousy is a terrible thing. It really is. Jealousy, envy, you know, when you guys get together and you hear a guy like me get a compliment, you're just so full of jealousy, it just sticks out all over you.
Maybe a bit of that.
Oh, well. By the way, later on we're going to try to make contact with the Vice President of our United States and find out exactly what happened to him. Here's a story, and it's...
I think he should be worried less about family values than he should be.
Yeah.
He'd be more concerned about education.
Mr. Dan Quayle, Vice President, was in Trenton, New Jersey. He was at a school there, and he was helping to conduct a little spelling bee.
Hmm.
And the word potato came up.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dan said, how do you spell potato? And a child said, P-O-T-A-T-O. Well, Dan corrected him, said, you're wrong, son, I'm sorry. Dan said, it's P-O-T-A-T-O-E.
Ouch.
And then he blamed it on having the wrong flashcard. Inaccurate flashcard. Now, if you then take this a step further, it would mean that if they don't have the flashcards right, then Dan just isn't happening somehow.
Oh, I hate to be that man.
So we're going to try to talk to the vice president in a while and see how that happened. Since he did have a wonderful family he came from and is so firmly entrenched in family values.